The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
Find your place on the dial. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Richmond, and you're now listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. That summer feeling.
When there's things to do. Testing.
I had a dream.
Good evening. You're listening to Sonic Blanket on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, Seraphine, and I'm delighted to be here today on this cold, cold night. So whatever you're doing right now, whether that's driving a car, maybe lifting some weights, or perhaps even laying down in the warmth of your blankets. I've got a blanket for you to get into, the Sonic blanket. So welcome. Hope everybody's feeling good tonight. I really want to start the show off on a strong point. I meant to do this several weeks ago, but there's no better time than the present. My dear friend Amelia, her father, Brett, has composed some new music that he had requested I play on my show. And I was very excited at this request. I was very interested in doing so, given that the nature of his new music that he has composed is about the book bans that have just occurred at various schools in the Alberta school system. So, like, the government is currently banning a lot of books that are thought to be sexually explicit, yet they haven't released a public list of all of the books. However, a lot of schools are kind of resisting this or taking issue with these bans because they affect a lot of literature that deals with, like, critical race theory, LGBTQ plus, I guess, perspectives. And it's often that book bans kind of do seek to censor, like, a lot of the stuff that they're scared of kids learning at a certain age. However, I think it's very important to think about the fact that kids are honestly more likely to find things on the internet than they are in the library. So, I don't know. I understand that it is a matter of children's safety. However, I find books to be very helpful in terms of, I don't know, learning. Without further ado, we're going to listen to Brett's new song. It's called Banned Book. So, once again, you're listening to Sonic Blanket on CKUW 95.9 FM, and I'm your host, Seraphine.
Hey, y'all. So, what's up in Valley View, Alberta? Seems like a ruckus of local Beauhard. People pulling their hair out by the roots. Well, it seems some books got mal obtuse. Yeah, what's it mean when you label obscene or banned book? Fear is rising with the news of sexual health. Or any independent thought for yourself. Gonna talk your heart into changing a slot. I mean, what does it mean to you? Yeah, what does it mean when you label obscene a banned book? What does it mean when you label obscene a banned book? They say it's too much freedom for the kids, well, maybe. Too much fear for the PTA. Too many questions from Art and Paul. Too much old ideology. I'm a banned book. Not a bad book. I'm a banned book. Not a bad book. I look from you here, I look from you there. Come on, look from everywhere. I'm clogging up all the news in Valley View. I'm putting the lost and found of history. Yeah, what does it mean when you label obscene or banned book? What does it mean when you label obscene or banned book? Guerrilla warfare has found its way back into the everyday. I'm a gender bender, drag queen, storytelling, LGBTQ point of view. I'm a banned book. Well, the moral majority wrapped up in the flag. They put me in a brown paper bag. I banish ambiguity, they say. We'll bring back our culture the old way. Oh, come on, what does it mean when you label obscene? I'm a banned book. What does it mean when you label obscene? I'm a banned book. Na 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 na, I'm a banned book. Your name made me famous. Everybody wants to read a banned book. Na 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 na, I'm a banned book. And you're not. Come on. Everybody wants to read a banned book. I'm a banned book. No, I'm a proud book. I'm a banned book. No, I'm a proud book. Proud book, proud book, proud book, proud book, proud book, proud book, proud book. Hey, thank you.
Good evening. This is Sonic Blanket, and you just heard the vocal stylings of Brett Dietzer Dix, who is my friend Amelia's dad. He just wrote this song about the recent book bans that have been facing many public schools in Alberta. I think it's a great song. I think he's got great energy. Brett, I hope that the whole world gets to hear your song, and I'm happy to facilitate the listening of even just the fine people of Winnipeg, Manitoba. So thank you so much for requesting me to play the song on the show. It was an honor, and I'll probably play it again sometime. But yeah, read about the book bans. Now we're going to listen to some Eccentric Soul. I've played some adjacent albums like this on the show before. It's an album from a line of other... It's from a series by the Numero Group, who are like a record label who find a lot of artists who didn't really get a commercial break when they released music, especially in like the 60s and 70s. And so, I mean, it's not just soul music. They do a variety of genres, but I really like a lot of their eccentric soul compilation albums. So that's what we're going to listen to today on Sonic Blanket. I'm your host, Seraphine. Hope you're having a good night. Get cozy. Here is Eccentric Soul, the pre-label. And you're listening to 95.9 FM, CKUW.
But you know you've been wrong. No.
Unless I'm gonna give said, you and me.
Listening to Sonic Blanket on CKUW 95.9 FM. And we have been listening to Eccentric Soul, the pre-label, which is a compilation album released by Numero Group. Features a bunch of songs by artists who never really got their commercial break. So the one you just heard was this most special one on the album, which was You and Me by Penny and the Quarters. Just a great name. And I've got some interesting information on that one. So Penny Sharp, who was only 19 at the time when this song was recorded, was like really interested in like getting into music with her two brothers who were the backup singers on that song. And so I think they were living in Columbus, Ohio, yeah, and they learned that there was, like, a record label. The pre-label was looking for, like, more regional talent, and so she and her brothers went and they talked to, this guy from this band, Harmonic Sounds, Jay Robinson, whose music is also featured on this compilation, and they did a demo for him of that song, You and Me, and they got like a record deal out of it. The recording of that specific song, fun fact, was actually recorded. Well, like Penny from Penny and the Quarters said that during that take, they didn't actually know that they were being recorded. So that was actually just like a practice round for them. They released like a few more songs, but You and Me was the one that really got like the most commercial acclaim. But after that, Penny Sharp actually went on to be a mail sorter for 30 years. So that was kind of her legacy. But this song has, it was discovered in 2005 when a record collector in Ohio was just like looking at a local yard sale and he found it in a box of other records. But when he heard the song You and Me, it was like love at first listen. And eventually it made its way to the owners of Numero Group Records, which is also based out of Ohio. And because they are in the business of producing a lot of compilation albums, specifically for like soul music, they put that out. They put out like the rest of Penny and the Quarters songs too. But once again, You and Me was the one that really like was the most popular. And Ryan Gosling actually heard it at a PR event for Numero Group one night. And he got it put into the movie Blue Valentine that he starred in with, don't remember her name. Sorry. That's not very feminist of me. But yeah, so since then, like, it is a pretty popular song. Like, I've heard it on the TV show Girls, but it's also in the movie Blue Valentine. Yeah, but yeah, that's the story. Michelle Williams. Thank you to my counterpart, Sarah. In the studio with me today. But yeah, Ryan Gosling and Michelle Williams. I've never seen the movie Blue Valentine, but I hear good things. It's okay. It's okay. So I've heard that it's okay. But yeah. So now on Sonic Blanket, we're going to be shifting gears for the last 20 minutes of the show into something a little less soul and more math rock. There's a band that I've been listening to a lot recently called Floaty. They're from Chicago. Yeah, so this album came out in 2021, and I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. It's math rock music. It's good. I like the way it sounds. I hope you do, too. You're listening to Sonic Blanket. I'm Seraphine, your host, and yeah, we're all together on 95.9 FM CKUW. Hope you're enjoying your evening. Hope you're having a special time. This is Floaty with the album Voyage Out.
Consequence, and he sets the way it goes. In a dream.
This is Sonic Blanket for the last time. You're listening to Floaty with the album Voyage Out. I've been your host, Seraphine, and thanks for tuning in. Get ready for the next show. This is CKUW 95.9 FM. Have a good night.